motion that you have. And it says, while it should be the motion that all the other Sfarim are there for us to learn from it and to be Dorish, and they come to teach me. But he says, but the Mesoir of the Torah Shebaal Peh that we have in Sefer Vayikra happens to be so much more. There's so much more, many halachas and detailed halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh on Sefer Vayikra more than any other Sefer. For example, there's a chazal in the end of first parak Chagiga. Negoyim is mikra merube v'halachos mu'otos. A holois is mikra mu'ot v'halachos merubos. You have, let's say, Parshas Negoyim, it was last week's Parsha, Tazria Mitzvah. The Torah goes into the details in Torah Shebiksav at length, and relatively to the Psukim that we have, there's not that many halachos. Now, Masechta Negoyim is a big Masechta, and it's a very complicated Masechta. For those who properly went through Chumash Rashi last week, you know, it's a good few hour limud. It was a very serious, just getting the basic halachos, and there's so many different cases in Negoyim, just getting even the Pshut HaShalom Mirka, but it's all elaborate. It's spoken out relatively quite a lot in the Psukim. Masha'in, can you have parashias? Let's say a holos. The Torah is very mekatzer. The Torah is very mekatzer in the Torah Shebiksav, and there's tremendous mesechtes which are all gebayt on pesukim water. Gemara has the same concept also by Yofes Yichosin Shel Avdei Yoves Mitorosin Shel Bnei Bonim. The Torah is so marich the story, some of the Avdei Yoves, while the Torah of Bnei Bonim, you have a whole Masechta Yevamos, the Gemara gives example, is learned out from a few drushes. There's Aleho, the Yibmo, there's extra hay, there's what we darshan from the Mapik of the hay, there's halachas, ganz Masechtas, which are from Psukim Ulotim. So too says the Nitziv, relatively to that, Sefer Vayikra is relatively much, there's so many halachas that involve Sefer Vayikra, and relatively there's less psukim. That's the benegia to the whole parsha. Sefer Vayikra, it's true to say that the drushes are very, very meruba, and the shinui loshon of the mikra are very much. Now, and then he brings how Chazal were mekabel b'mesayra, many Chazal were mekabel b'mesayra, many drushes, but then they were mekabel b'mesayra things that they were not mekabel mefurish the drushes, they were mekabel b'mesayra the halachas, and Chazal themselves with the klolim asher b'yodom, with the rules that they have, they themselves saw the drushes in the psukim. They themselves saw the drushes in the psukim to see where the halacha, the mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh is. Example, I didn't bring the Torah Kanim Sefri with me, but in Sefer Vayikra on Posuk, on Posuk Vov, ושחט בן הבוקר לפני השם והקריבו בני אהרן הקיאני מסדום וזורקו סדום המזבח סביב. So, והקריבו וזורקו, there's a machlokes in it's a gemara in Zvachim Yud Gimel Amud Aleph also, it's a machlokes in Teres Koyani between Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva, and at some point Reb Tarfin gets frustrated at Reb Akiva and he tells him, oh, I can't say it as good as the Lashon itself, so I might as well read the exact Lashon forever. It's Vachon Yud Gimel. Now, Nah. Okay. The Gemara doesn't quote the beginning of the conversation which you have in the Teres Kehanim. Some part of Reb Tarfon tells Reb Akiva, Akiva, ad mosay atu megabev oleinu dvarim. You're hacking a chaynik with the way you're dashing the drasha. So he asks Reb Tarfon, how did you learn the drasha? So he tells him like this. This is yes in Zavachim Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Hikrivu is Kabbalah Saddam, or it's referring to the Zrika. Amr Rabbi Akiva, Minayin li Kabbalah Shetiyela Bekoin. Koshim Kli, Shoros Namar Kampani Ayin, Relemar Al Alon. Okay. Amr Rabbi Tar. Now, so the sharp language between Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Akiva, telling him, Ad Mosa Atam Gavu Leinu Dvorim, is not here in Zvachim Yud Gimel. But then he asked him, what do you say, Tash? He says like this, Amr Rabbi Tarf, he tells, I'll tell you the truth. Akapeach is Bonai, it's like a lotion of, I lose my children, which some of the Farsh does kind of say, because I'm losing my Masorah, I'm not getting it straight. Im lo shamati lahavchin, I heard that there's a halachic difference ben Kabbalah lezrika. There's a difference between halachas, the dine Kabbalah and Kabbalah lezrika. Ve'en li lefarish. But I don't know how to explain it, what it is, and where you see it in the Pesukim. Amar Rav Akiva ani afarish. I'll explain, I'll tell you what it is. Kabbalah lo yosa b'machshove k'maisa. Zrika osa b'machshove k'maisa. Gansa sugi, what that is? One halom. Kibli b'chutz eino chayev koris. There's no... Kabbalah b'chutz is not chayev koris. Zorak b'chutz is onish koris. Kiblu hu psulin ein chayov molov. Zorak hu psulin chayov molov. He says that there's three differences. And he showed him in the psukim where it's meduyik that way. Omalei Reb Tarfon. This is after a sharp zog of Reb Tarfon to Reb Akiva. When Reb Akiva told him the truth, he got so emotional. He told him, "Omalei Reb Tarfon, ha'avoido ato hitisa yomin u'smoil ani shomati ve'en lefarish." You look to your right and you look to your left and you're trying your best to get it. I heard it b'mesoira ve'en lefarish, but I missed it. I can't explain it anymore. Va'ata doirish, you darshin the psukim on your own, umaskim lashmuo, and it's maskim. This was exactly the kabbalah that I was mekabel. After Rabbi Akiva told him the three chilukim that you have between kabbalah and zrika, and he showed him the psukim, he told him ani shomati ve'en lefarish. Ata doirish umaskim, you doirish and you maskim to the shmuo. Beloshin azo omar loy ho avoido. Someone who separates from you is separating from his life. Reb Akiva, as Reb Tarfon praised him, reached the Madrege. He didn't hear the Chilukim. Reb Tarfon told him, "This is the Achilik between Kabbalah and Zrika, only the Farish." Reb Akiva comes, he tells him, yes, I'll tell you exactly what it is. With the lomdis, the gladkite of Reb Akiva, he was able to tell him the three chiluke dinim that you have between Kabbalah and Zrika, and he was able to show him where it's meduric in the Pasuk. And Reb Tarfon was so emotional on it, he says, ani shamati ve'in lefarish va'ata doirish u'maskim. And your doirish and your joshu is maskim to the shmua, to the Kabbalah, the way that I was mekabel. You see over here that there's a musig amol that you have tanoim who they're zoicha to be mechavim lamitushol Torah through the drushes of the halachas. Now this over here, it went together with the kabbalah of Reb Tarfon, and Reb Tarfon was able to tell him, yes, kach kibalti, and he's telling atamaskim lashmua. And then there's times that Chazal had a mesorah on a certain halacha, and they're able to show us where the pasuk is like a hinting to this halacha. Let's say, take our sugya, Rab Chiya, minayin l'shchit ha'shoy min ha'tzavor, and we proved it from the Rosh Shikvar Hutas, that the Torah had to speak on the halacha of Arichel, v'orchu b'nei ha'arun ha'kayanim, esanetochim esaroish v'sapoder, it's muchrach minei yubrei from the pasuk that the Rosh is ready shechted, that the shchit is min ha'tzavor. But just he's showing us where Avush Tetos in Pasuk, and it's Merum is over here, and you have cases which it's even stronger than that. It's not muchrach. It's not muchrach mikach cheshbon. It's muchrach mikach the drasha itself. That the drasha tells me something. I'll add, and that's what I already told you. I'll just repeat it again. You can have things which are the fakert. Like, there's things that you could have in Masoira that there's a drasha, and sometimes Chazal weren't clear to them what are you darshan from that drasha. And that's what I think over here in our Surgis V'shochat, or V'zovachto, or Mimokim Shata Soch Choteihu. And the Gemara, is it coming to teach me this Nakuda of Ein Shechita Elam Minatzavar? And the Gemara says, it's not Muchrach. The Gemara says, Ein Chanami, it's not from here. Where is it from? It's from it's Mikach Gemara. So what's the Pasuk teaching me? The Pasuk is teaching me the Leili Shavya Gistera. Now, is there a Yitur in this Pasuk? There's the level of Teras Kiyanim. Sometimes you have something which is Muchrach, and you say that it's a Drosha. Mimokim Shesochoteyu is Muchrach. V'zavachto. Mimokim Shatazov Choteyu. There's something wrong in the Pasuk. There's something different in the Pasuk. There's an extra reason for to darshan. In Teras Kiyanim, that's the way it works. As I told you, the Malbim has. You see, I told you a wrong number yesterday. The Malbim, his Hagdoma to Vayikra, it's not 130. 130 clearly a diktuk. He has a separate sefer. He has a separate sefer on diktuk. But in his hagdoma to Vayikra, he has 613 klolim on diktuk, explaining, showing, and every single drosh and teras kriyanim is muchrach al pi klolim. Hadrosh is hadiktuk that is muchrach meneyu bay al pi the shnei loshin in teresh beksav. But then you have things which love dafk, like I think v'shochat and v'zovachto. It could be v'zovachto, it could be there is a yitur, love dafk, and I'm not sure that I can tell you with confidence that not, but it doesn't even have to be that there is. It could be that there's a hint. The Torah used this word, the Torah doesn't say u'moshach, the Torah doesn't say v'zovach, the Torah says v'shochat, in order to teach me, mimak m'shesochoteihu. The Gemara then comes out, no. They had, it teaches me the little shavya gistra, obviously, they had a mesorah, that v'shochat, that this is the choice of word, is coming to teach me something. What is it coming to teach me? So the Gemara is handling to this. Is it coming to teach me the halacha that we have, the shechitas min atzavar, that we have a Messiah on that? No, that blibes, it's only a Gemara. We don't have a Makar for that from this post. So what is it coming to teach me? Another halacha that we had been Messiah, the Leil Shavya Gistera. Either you don't have to make it a gister according to the Maram Yerumburg or according to the Rav Yoh, that it's also to make it into a gister and then it passes the shechit, etc. Both they say both the Netziv and the Malbim say very strongly that there is every single point of Torah Shebal Peh is merumens in Torah Shebeksav. Lav dafke that we know where it is and what it is, but it's all merumas. He says, and there are many drushes that because you have halachas mekubalis, therefore the Chazal were able to appreciate the diuk hamikra and they were able to come up with halachas ha'ilu. And then he brings it, that's what the Sifra is, the Sifri, and the Sifri Zuta. Sifri Zuta has so many more diukim that you don't have in a regular Sifri. And he says, why? He says, it's not that they're mechadish halachas that the Sifri didn't have. He's just coming to show us where it's meduik in the Pasuk more than. And he has an example, I'll get into it. He has an example over here in the Hagdoma where he says there's certain parashiyos which have in it Shinuye Loshen, which we could appreciate only based on the Medrash Rabbah. And he gives an example of Parshas Achrei Moitz. What's his example over here in Parshas Achrei Moitz? This week's Parsha, if I'm already mentioning the Parsha, I just want to be Mizaris Mizurozin. We have two big Parshas this week, Achrei Moitz and Kedoshim, full Parshas. Take you much longer than the regular time that you may give every week to Dushanai Mikavecha Targum. in Chatchiz with Rashi, be prepared. This is a good, if you want to do it the way you should, it's a good 4 or 5 hours. You begin as early as you can. Maybe some of you have already begun at the beginning of the week, but Lamaise, be prepared. It's big parashis and there's a lot to do. If you still have Chayvus of Tazria Matzorah, don't wait till Simchas Torah to finish it up today. Okay, so in this week's parasha, you should be seeing in Rashi, there's a Seder of the Korbanos. There's a Seder of the Korbanos in this week's parasha. Rashi on the Pasuk and Pasuk Chav Gimel, after the Shiluach of the Sor La'Azazel, Rashi brings and the Pasuk Ubo Aharon El Oyel Moed Uposhat Es Bigli Abod Asher Lovash Baboy LaKodesh V'Nicham Shom. He brings the Chazal Omer Rabbi Seinu Ein ze mekoy mishol mikra ze. This pasuk is out of its place. Venos nu tam le divrayim b'mseches yuma. Va'amru kol ha'parshu kula nemra la seder chutz mi bi ozu. This u ba'an alo yamoyed. That is to take out the after he takes out the machta from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he goes to the Almodu Poshat, it's big day abod ashalovash bevela kodesh v'nicham shom. It's not on the Seder. Why? Because it's supposed to be achar asiyos ilos v'lasom v'akhtarasim v'upar v'sar shanasim v'chutz big day zov. And then tovelum kadosh v'poshtam v'lev v'dish big day lovon. So it's only afterwards. It's shaloi bim koima. Okay. The Chayodam brings from his machutin, from the Gro, that the Gro asked, okay, so why is it shaloi bim koima? What's it coming to teach me? The fact that Shaloi Bim Koimot. Now, the Gemara is Machriach that Shaloi Bim Koimot. As Loshon the Gemara over there is, Gemir, that the Seder of the Avoidus is has to be the way the Gemara over there in Daf Lamed Beis in Yuma says that it is. Why? Because Gemiri, we have a Halacha. What's it, Gemiri? I'll use the phrase Halacha Moshe Misinai, which means I'm phrasing simply. We have a Mesoira Gemiri that is a chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol to do Asori Kiddushim. He has to be Mekadosh Yadayim 10 times on Yom Kippur, and he has to be Toivel Chamisha Tvilos. He has to be Toivel 5 Tvilos on Yom Kippur. Between every Chalifas Begodim, he has to be Toivel 5 times. Now, if you'll just go according to the Seder Ha'omur in Chumash in Parshas Achreimos, that he only has Khalifas Bogonim 3 times. He only switches between Avoidus of Yom Kippur to the Avoidus, the regular Avoidus, let's say, Hakrovas Dam Hatom, Shchitas Hatomid, Hakrovas Zrikas Adam Hatomid, Hatovas Haneiris, Nakhtoras Akhtoris, Nasias Chavitin. Those are the Malochas that the Kohen Gadol loves every day, or the Asiyas HaMusafin, which he does on Yom Kippur, but then there's not Miyuchim for Avoidus of Lefnai V'Lefnim. Those are done by Big Day Zohov. What are the avodos which are done by Big Day Lovon? The special korbanos of Lefnai v'Lefnim, which is the korbanos of the beginning of the parasha, the par and the ayil and the soir. Those avodos, the par v'ayil, the kohen gadol and the soir of the om. Those are korbanos with any avodah of those involved, and to get also haktaris haktaris Lefnai v'Lefnim. Those are avodos which are matzrich big day lovon. Okay. Now, only those avoidus need lovon, and everything else is zohov. Now, what's the seder of the avoidus? How do you do it? So there's the seder we have in Masechet Yuma, which is chamisha kiddushim, and eser, and 10 kiddushim, and chalif, and chamisha tvilos. Says the Gro, based on the Medrash, that it's a Medrash Rabbah over here that Aaron HaKohen was allowed to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim throughout the year as well, whenever he wanted. Kaseder Hazeh. If he would do this Seder Avoida, Val Yoveh B'chol Eisel HaKodesh Mi Beis LaParoiches Al Pnei HaKaporis HaShal HaRoin V'lo Yomuz Ki Bo'on HaNeira Al HaKaporis, the only way he's allowed to Kiddush Kedoshim is if he does this whole Seder of the Avodah. Now this Seder of the Avodah does not have to be on Yom Kippur. Doesn't have to be on Yom Kippur. It's a Medrash. In this one's Parashah Medrash Rabbah. Now the Medrash is Medayik. It is Meduk in the Pasuk also. As the Chayodim points out, that he heard from the Gro. The Gro pointed out to 5-6 differences in this Parashah that we don't have in any other Parashah, which is showing exactly this idea. Rashi already is bothered at some point. Daber al-Aharon Ochicha, Val Yove B'chol Eis La'Kodesh. B'zois Yove Yaharon al-Kodesh. Now what's B'zois Yove Yaharon al-Kodesh? So the Gemara Darsh is not only Yaharon, it's an all the bonov that they're only allowed to go in on Yom Kippur according with this Seder Avodah. So why is Aharon's name mentioned specifically? And as the Chayodim points out, there's another kasha. It's the only... Should I open the windows? My feeling is it's probably... You're suffering back there? What do you think?
I don't know what difference it makes.
This seems a little too hot in here. Yeah, this feels a bit better. What? Okay. In the meantime, we'll have this. The fresh air, I think, will do us a bit better. I don't think it's so boring. The guy's eyes are drooping. Obviously, it's a little overheated. Lower, but we'll still keep it open for another few minutes. Okay. The Chayodim points out, it's an end of the Chokhmah Sodom, Sefer Chokhmah Sodom, that Mishuna Parashas and Mikola Parashas, all the parashiyos of the Musafim, it says, "Ubachoidesh Hashvi be'echod lachoidesh." It tells you the korbanos that you have to bring. The Torah gives you in Parashas Pinchas, it tells you the date, and it tells you the korbanos that you have to be makriv bo'yseh ayoyim. Over here, it's Hebtuchon Punk Faker. The Torah tells you a whole seder of avodah. By the time you get to Revi, I mean, when it's not mechuber. At the end of the parasha of Lefnai v'Lefnim, v'hois v'zois lochem l'chukas oylom l'chaper al pnei yisom l'kol chaltoisem achas bashono. That you have to do this once a year. That once a year there's a whole seder avodah that you have to go through all of this. Maze, why is the Torah speaking in such a strange language? The Torah always says b'chodesh hashvi'i b'echad l'chodesh u'b'chamisho asor. And tells you the korbanos that you have to do on that day. Why over here do we have first this whole parasha, and only at the end of the parasha do we have it tzivui that we have to do once on Yom Kippur? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Vaiter. Two psukim towards the end of the parasha. V'chiper ha-koyin asher yimshach o'yisoy the koyin got v'asher yimales yodei l'chayin tachas ovi v'lo v'ashes big de'abod big de'akoydish. This avoid is kosher only b'koyin gadol. That's what the Torah is basically saying. Let the Torah say at the beginning of the parasha. There's a special din that has to be done b'koyin gadol. What's at the end of the parasha? We say that the chippur ha'koyin hashim shachoyis v'hashimah l'siyod el'chayin tachas oviv. In the parasha v'hoyis ha'zayis lochem l'chuk ha'soylam v'achoydesh ha'shvi b'osor l'achoydesh ta'anus nafshiseichem chol moloch al'isasu. Over there it comes in that has to be done b'koyin gadol. The whole thing should be b'koyin gadol. He has other diyukim, and as the Netziv points out, we mention Aharon's name. And why is the pasuk Shaloi Bimkoimer? Said the Gro, based on the Medrash Rabbah, that Aharon Akoyen was allowed to do this avoida every single day or whenever he wanted, and with he was allowed into the Kodesh HaKodoshim Kaseider Hazir. If he would bring a parva ayin Mishel Atzmoi. And a soir Mishel Ha'om, and he would bring a soir La Zozel, and he would go through the whole Seder of Avodah with the Haktoris, Lefnai v'Lefnim. He was allowed Bezois Yovah Yaharin Ala Kodesh, and that's why Aharon's name is mentioned. Aharon had a unique aloha that he was allowed in B'chol Eis if he would do Keseder Hazeh. Now, with this Mahalach, he talked and he. It's exactly like the Seder HaKosuv Batoris said to grow. This halacha of Gmiri, that Chamisha Kiddushim, and Asara Kiddushim, Chamisha Tvilos, and the Seder is not light. It says it in the Pasuk. That's in the Vahoy Sazois Lachem Luchuk Asoylo. L'doiris, when the Kohen Gadol does the Avoida, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do this Avoida only once a year. And he's mechuyev to do it once a year. When the Kohen Gadol does this Avoida once a year, he has to do it lefi the Seder of the Maseir of Chazal, which is a different Seder. But the Pshutish al Mikra lefi a Seder Hazeh is, says the Gro, by Aharon HaKohen, he attacked it. He did it lefi a Seder Hazeh. It answers up Noch HaKashi here in the Pasuk. The Pasuk begins, also, the Parsha begins, what's this ayil echad la'oila? Make sure it's cold first. What's the ayil echad la'oila? Zok Rashi. This ayil is. Pick it up for the guys. This ayil echad la'oila, says Rashi, is one of the Eli Hamusafim. In Parshas Pinchas, we have the Parshas Hamusafim. Now, over there in the Parshas Hamusafim, there's a par, there's the ayil, and there's another Shiva Kvasim. So why is only the ayil mentioned over here, this ayil? Says the Gravaiter. Because when you mak, the Netziv also tells on it, if Aaron HaKohen is makriv himself, when there's no korban musaf throughout the year, then he's makriv taka only one ayil, mishal om. And then if not, and then there's no din musaf. Meisadas v'nei shul kach shnei seizim lechatos. The ayil echad la'oilo. When are you makriv only an ayil la'oilo? That's b'shar yom ha'isashona. On Yom Kippur, this ayil, la'oila, is oile l'shnei dvarim. It's oile also for korban musaf, and it's also oile for the matir, for the kohen gadol, to go l'fnai v'lifnim. What? Aaron HaKohen himself, says the Medrash, and that's the Gro, went in whenever he wanted. Without this avoida. I mean, Pasha's not like Rashi. Not like Rashi. And the Ramban is very bothered also. The Ramban is very bothered also. Why, on that pasuk which I mentioned, Ubar Island Lakodesh, why is it Shaloibim Koyme Taket? Lefi Pshutish Al Mikra, it's Taket out of its place. And Enechanami, the Malach of the Gro is being Miyashiv, not like Rashi, not like the Ramban, but he's going based on the Medrash. And based on the Medrash, it all fits. The Meshech Chochmash tells, if you want to see more Bariches, the Meshech Chochmash tells in it over here, the Netziv tells on this Malach of the Gro over here. It's in the Chochmas Sodom is the Chayim Sefer on Yeredeya, at the end of the Sefer, after Hilchas Avelus, he has a shtickle from his Mechutin, from the Gro. And he has many Dikdukim, and the Netziv has more Dikdukim than he has over here. He has 5-6 Yishuv Neri, he's Miyashim. Okay, Untish Tashur, the bottom line is, what I'm Nachzut Awasug, yeah? Every diuk haloshin, if Aharon HaKohen's name is used over here, there's what to learn from it. Why is Aharon's name mentioned? And while other parashiyos are mentioned lehedya, that it's the Kohen Hashayim Shachoy, it refers to the Kohen Gadol. There's a shimi in the Seder, it's coming to teach me. If there's a kri in the ksiv, it's coming to teach me something. Every day in Krishna we say, V'limaditem oisom es b'neichem. There's the kri and there's the ksiv. What's the ksiv on V'limaditem oisom? Atem. With the matematic, Chazal Darsh, Mitzvah Talmud Torah, that a person has to learn himself. There's the Atem and there's the Oysom, teaching yourself and teaching your Talmidim, teaching your kids. Every diuk, and as we said yesterday, the Kisrei, the Ksorim, and Oysis are there to Darshan, to learn from them. Now, as the Netziv finishes off, and he says, we have many things with Mesoira that we don't have a Kabbalah where it's Merumas and Torah Shebikzav. He brings Kfar Omer Bebreshis Rabba Vayar Likim Mesoor Kitoiv Keneged Sefer Vayikra Shomoli Halochas Rabbis Umashmoi. The meaning is, what's Vayar Likim Mesoor Kitoiv? It says, just like the Pasuk says, Toiv Lo Yinayim L'Roisis HaShemesh, to go to the source, Mekor Ha'or HaMeir, kachlir toiv lirois, it's good to learn a sefer vayikra properly inside moitza halachas rabbi sheba Talmud, and to be able to see from it many halachas that we have in the Talmud. Shebeze oimdim al or ha-halachas b'yoseh, that through being oimed properly in the diyuk ha-mikrois, you're able to appreciate so much more the halachas of the Talmud better. And that's what he brings, that he himself has different halachas that he was medayik from the psukim, as he brings here in the Hakdama. As he brings, first the Gemara, he brings the Gemara in Gittin, Mashal. The Kro daiki, the Kinyan Peris is lavki Kinyan Aguf. But Metzia Daf Memches is a diuk on the Kro de Meshicha Koine. That's, of course, it's not. We have a Kabbalah from Chazal, the Kinyan Peris is lavki Kinyan Aguf. But it's Meduyuk in the Mikra. And as the Netziv himself writes, that he himself has different diukim, that he's mechadish, different chidushim, showing where the Torah Shebiksav saying. He says, I wasn't being mechadish any inyonim of Torah Shebal Peh. I was just showing where the Torah Shebiksav is muchrach to say the Torah Shebal Peh. And then he says, V'oid yishar b'diukim mikrois, shelo yamanu ola, v'lo yeelenu bi'ura, v'ein b'yodeinu hamoloch legomra, he finishes off, V'amokim yizbarach b'rachma v'yamidinu akeren oira, v'yazreinu lahagber chayolim b'toira, and Mokim Hinichu Lanu, also to learn up the Klali HaTalmud, and when we have a Klara Mesir and Teresh Baal Peh, we're also, once we learn Dikduk properly, we have the proper Klalim to notice different Shinuyim, to see where there's a remnant of Teresh Baal Peh in Teresh B'Ksav. Now, once I mentioned, I went through the Inyan of the Hagdama Peresh Mishnayis, showing you how once upon a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, everything was given over totally. And as I showed you the Gemara in Megillah Yutes Amud Beis, that even the Dikdukei Halachas, which are learned out from the Dikdukei HaMikrois, were all given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, the fact that we don't have it all is based on what the Gemara in Tmura Daf Tezayin that I showed you is that there is a Shikhas HaTorah going on that began ever since Moshe Rabbeinu's histalkus, that he was Nifter. Now, so together with that, we could ask ourselves, so what is the Torah HaMetzuya Ato B'Yodeinu, the Torah Shebal Peh that we do have? Seemingly, it's lacking on some level, which is true. We are lacking. We don't have the Shlemus of Torah Shebal Peh anymore. The Torah Shebal Peh in its full Mesorah was tremendous. So what is it that we do have? And what's the gather of the Torah that we have, the Torah Shebal Peh, and how is it mechayev us to live our lives according to it? So I want to just go over with you the Yesoidis in a brief way in Hakdomas HaRambam to Mishneh Torah. Those of you who have, try to see inside. It's a very, very important Hakdama. You should all try to learn it on your own time, together with things like the Hakdama, the Peresh Mishnayis. You should try to find time to learn. But this Hakdama is mamish a basic. So I'll point out briefly some points here. We won't have time to go through it properly in Ganzen together, but briefly I do want to show you the basic Yesoidis and to explain to you the basic Shalsholes HaKabbalah and the definition of what Torah Shebal Peh that we have today and its definition. Zok the Rambam. Let's begin inside. Kol HaMitzvah Shenitnu Lo LeMoshe B'Sinai, all the mitzvahs which were given to Moshe in Sinai, b'peirushon nitnu, they were given with its full explanation. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ve'etno l'chois luchos ha'even, v'hatoiro v'hamitzvah. What's the Torah and what's the mitzvah? Torah zu Torah shebiksav, u'mitzvah zu peirushon. Torah means the Torah shebiksav, mitzvah is loshon of tzivun, the Torah shebal peh. So when you have a Rosh Hashiva who signs the Birkas HaTorah VaHaMitzvah, what's HaTorah referring to? Torah Shebiksav. What's VaHaMitzvah referring to? Torah Shebalpeh. That's the simple meaning of those words. Birkas HaTorah VaHaMitzvah is Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Kol HaTorah K'sav HaMoshe Rabbeinu Kodem Sheyomuz B'K'sav Yodoy V'Nosan Sefer L'chol Shevet V'Shevet V'Sefer Echod Nisonuhu Ba'orin Le'eid. What does it mean? It was put in Sefer Torah in Le'eid, that if there's any that if anyone will ever have a shaila on a word or on a letter in a Sefer Torah, in a Kree, is it a Ksiv? How is it that we'll always be able to go back to the Sefer Torah, which was in the Oren, and have it checked, and based on that, to know what is the true Torah? That's what it means, le'ed, to be an edus for the upcoming generations, the exact nusach. Until the Gniza Sa'oroin, Klal Yisrael had the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Shenemar lokecha Sefer HaTorah hazeh v'samte Moshe mitzad Aron b'ris Hashem alekeichem v'oyoshom b'cho le'ed. V'hamitzvah shehi perush HaTorah le'ksovo. It wasn't written down. Elatzivabal is keinim v'liyoshua l'shar kol Yisrael. Shenemar es kol adova asher noichi mitzave eschem. That's the mitzvah. That's the Torah Shebal Peh. Oysa tishmeru la'asos. The Torah warns us that we have to keep it. Lo'isosif olav. Don't add anything on it. V'lo'isigra mimenu. Don't take away anything from it. U'mipneiz enikra Torah Shebal Peh. Aval pi sh'linichtev Torah Shebal Peh. Even though it was not written, but still it was kept intact. How is it kept intact? L'moda Moshe Rabbeinu kula, Moshe Rabbeinu taught all of it, emphasis on all of it. B'beis dinoi teshivim zkeinim. Ve'elozor, v'upinchos, u'yohushua, shloshton kiblu mi Moshe. They all were mekabel Torah directly from Moshe. V'l'yohushua, shu talmidei shel Moshe. Rabbeinu, mosar Torah shebal peh, v'tzivou oleho. Okay, so the Rambam tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Shivim Zkenim. Specifically, he taught it to three of the 70, Elazar, Pinchas, and Yehoshua. And Yehoshua was something unique from anyone else. In what was he unique? Let's be medayek the Rambam well. Ule Yehoshua, shu talmid shel Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Moshe the Torah and he was mitzaveh him on it. What does this mean? I've heard from my father many times. He was quoted it from his Rebbe, from Yoshaber. He always used to say, "What's v'tzivou aleho?" There were many mekabli haTorah. Every generation, and that's the Loshon the Rambam later in the Hakdama, every generation Torah was taught to thousands and to tens of thousands. But every generation had, in the Shalshel HaKabbalah for the 40 generations, from Moshe Rabbeinu till Rav Ashi, there was the Moiser HaTorah who was the Metzuveh on the Shalshel HaKabbalah. That means Yehoshua was Mekabel Torah. Pinchas was also Mekabel Torah. Elazar was also Mekabel Torah. But there's a major difference between them. Yehoshua, he was responsible, and he was Moshe Rabbeinu was Vitzivou Aleho. He was the Achroi. He was the one responsible for the transmitting of the Messiah in its intact totality. He was the Metzuveh to give over the Mesorah to make sure that the Mesorah remains intact. Every door, and that's the 40 generations till Rav Ashi of the Kabbalah, the Shalshel HaKabbalah, there was one Godoil Hador who was the Metzuveh and the Achroi on Shalshel HaKabbalah. Now, Rabbi Yosheba used to say, and anything that the mitzvah that the Bala Shoshos HaKabbalah gives over b'mesoyre, there's no machlokes. You cannot be choylik on the Moser HaTorah, on the Shoshos HaKabbalah. That, he'll say, I was mekabel kazerei v'kadesh. Machlokes in that we do have machlokes in with Tanoim, which are part of the Shoshos HaKabbalah. Those are on things which they didn't give over b'mesoyre. And that which we saw together in the Rambam, Peshe Mishnah, is that on Dvarim which are Nimsa b'mesoyr, there's no Kabbalah, there's no Machlokes. That's specifically true, and the one who is responsible to make that line and say, this is a Kabbalah, this is a Mesoyr, there's no room for Machlokes, in each one of these 40 generations was the Baal HaShalshalos HaKabbalah. The Baal HaShalshalos HaKabbalah was always responsible to transmit the Torah to as many Talmidim, thousands upon thousands of Talmidim, that he would be Marbitz Torah to teach them the Torah. But together with that, he was always Mitzuvah to find one Talmid, one Mamshich, who he'll be Masmich. He'll be Masmich many. But in the Musmachim, the Talmidim who got Smicha from the Shalshel Sakabolah, there was always one Talmid who he would be Musmach to be the Hemshech of the Shalshelos HaKabbalah, to be Achroi on the transmitting of the Mesorah, that it should be intact. And that's the Musig of that it was Moise Toshe Balpe Vitzivou Oleho. That's this Musig with the Rambam refers to as he was Mitzuvah on it. And then the Rambam continues, it was Kenim Rabim Kiblu Mi Yoshua, the Kibel Elimin as Kenim Mi Pinchos. Ushmul kibul meyeli beis dinoi. David was mekabel from Shmuel beis dinoi. And part of the tafkid of a beis din was that the Baal HaShalshalos HaKabbalah, he used to establish a whole beis din, and they helped him in the transmitting of giving over the Mesorah to the Alofim v'Ravavos mi Yisrael. But it was he who was the later generations was referred to as the Nosi of the Sanhedrin. It was he who was the one who was Achroi and the Mitzuvah and the Achrayis on the transmitting of the Mesorah that it should be intact. Now more than that, Kibalti from my father, Shatan is Rambam Vayter, you could have Metzias, let's see, the Rambam lists over here. Ach Yashiloini, he was Meyotze Mitzrayim, the Levi Hoya, the Shomami Moshe, the Hoya Koton Bime Moshe. Now he lived hundreds and hundreds of years. He was Makabal Torah from Moshe Rabbi. He was less than 20 when he left Mitzrayim, so he didn't die in the Midbar. Kotam, but he was Mekabel from Moshe for 40 years. But he became one of the transmitters of the Kabbalah at a later point. For who kibel mi David ubeis dinoi. And he was Mekabel from David ubeis dinoi. He became the Baal HaShalshalos HaKabbalah after David. Hagam, that he was Mekabel Torah previously, but he only became part of the HaShalshalos HaKabbalah at a later point. And let's dive further. Eliyahu kibel mi achiyo hashiloini ubeis dinoi. Eliyahu anovi was mekabel from who? From achiyo hashiloini ubeis dinoi. Now who's Eliyahu? Mandoma in the Gemara who says that Eliyahu was Pinchas. Same person. And that's a day which is ganz mekubel in the Rishonim. My father said over B'Shem Rabbi Yosheber, it's not a kash in the Rambam that the Rambam has them as two separate people, because it goes much more. At some point, Pinchas, he was the Baal HaShalshalos HaKabbalah, but he gave it over. At a later point, Pinchas wasn't the leader of Klal Yisrael throughout the Tkufas, throughout the generations. Pinchas, after Yeshua's lifetime, he was the Baal Shal Shosa Kabbalah, but he gave it over to Eli HaKoyen. Eli gave it over to Shmuel. Shmuel gave it over to David. David gave it over to Achya Shiloini. Achya Shiloini gave it back to him, to Eliyahu. Every door has its head. It's Achroi, it's Moiser HaTorah, who is Achroi on that generation to give over the Shalsheles HaKabbalah. Just like Eliyahu gave it over to Elisha. It happens to be that Elisha was with him at the last moment before he left. Now Eliyahu is still around. Eliyahu never died. And as the Rambam writes, Eliyahu still has a koyach to be mechadir. Eliyahu is a musmach. Eliyahu can give over edus, halachic edus. Eliyahu, when he comes down to this world, he comes down, he becomes physical, and he has a din of a boss of a dom. He can give halachic edus. The halach is that mokim hamizbeach is mechuvin b'yoyser. Example. Mokim HaMizbeach, exactly where the Mizbeach is, it can't be moved over by 1 inch. And there's no archaeology can prove where the Mokim HaMizbeach is, because it needs an Eidus. When Klal Yisrael came back, be made by Yesheni, they had Eidim who were made exactly on the millimeter where the Mokim HaMizbeach was. Mokim HaMechuvin B'yoyser, Rambam says in Lechaz Beis HaBchira. Any talk nowadays of stupidity itself, of Makriv Malp Yishen Bayis, is absolutely stupid. We need an Eidus. Until we have an Eidus where the Mokim HaMizbeach is, we don't know where the Mokim HaMizbeach is. And no matter what proofs we'll have, besides the fact that there's no proofs at all, people who claim that they know what they're talking about, they're basing themselves on some stupid Arab tradition. And Arab traditions are worth as much as Arab truth, whenever they speak the truth, you know what it's worth. You can't catch an Arab on a lie detector machine, because there's no mitzvahs of what emes is by them at all. Netanyahu today claims that yesterday Abu Mazen lied to Trump. Good morning. Turn the lights on. Since with these, I mean, it's so stupid to hear people talk about now Harabais. I'm just getting off track. You know, there's no room. I mean, as much as there never was a temple and the Jews never lived in Israel, right? The Jews were never here. On that same line, these people know where the Mokim HaMizbeach is. It's the world's greatest joke. The same people who claim that the Jews never lived in Israel, right? There never was a temple. And based on their Messiah that this stone is holy, and think, this is the Mokim HaMizbeach, and you have Nemanei Harabait going, I mean, it's... Okay, when you don't learn, you see, anyway. Nachzil in your name. You need Eidus on Mokim HaMizbeach. Shloisha, there were Olui Mohim and Agoylu, you had Eidim who were made. The Rambam writes, Eliyahu HaNavi, eventually he'll give us Eidus on Mokim HaMizbeach. He's alive, he'll be able to give us Eidus. Eidechor is enough, the Rambam writes. Shloisha Nevim Olu Imanu Min HaGoyle. Echot Heilu Amokim HaMizbeach. You need an Eidus. Eidechor could tell you, but he has to be on a millimeter. Eliyahu HaNavi will be Mechadish the Smicha again. He's a Musmach. We don't have Musmachim nowadays seemingly around, but there is one Musmach who's still around and alive sometimes. Eliyahu HaNavi. When he comes back to this world. Anyway. Eliyahu HaNavi is still around, but he's not the Mamshech. He gave it over to Elisha, and Elisha gave it over, each Besdin gave it over to all the upcoming Batei Dinim, until Rabbeinu HaKodesh. As Rambam writes, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he wrote the Mishnayis, and then the Shalshos Kabbalah continued till Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara. Now in this Mahalach of Shalshel HaKabbalah, we have to know and have to appreciate there's a Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim. We have to know what is the true Torah Shebal Peh. What happens if in the Shalshel HaKabbalah seemingly someone made a mistake and someone said something different than he was Mekabel? Do I have to be choishish? Harei, during their lifetime, every single person has bechira chofshis. Every single person has bechira chofshis, and every single person, tanoim and amoraim and the Moshe Torah, including all these kainim who stood ever since Moshe and Yeshua, had bechira chofshis. The only two people who we know became such tzaddikim that they lost their bechira chofshis, Moshe, as the Meshech Chochma writes in Agdoma, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'gam b'cho yaminu le'olam," at Matan Torah, that behechrach, that means that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, and he, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moshe HaTorah, obviously, licking them that Moshe lost his bechira chofshis, that he. And we already discussed this. Meshech Chochma writes that Yehoshua also, at some point, when Moshe was memaneh him, Meshech Chochma writes this muchach menei ubei that Yehoshua also lost his bechira chofshis. But ever since Yehoshua, all the gdolei hagdoros had bechira chofshis. So we might ask, Savos Vetzayin, maybe they'll make a mistake. So on that, we have to know the Torah gave us a whole parasha addressing exactly this issue, which is the Rambam beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. Bezdin Hagodol sheBiyushalayim heim ikar Torah shebalpeh. They are Torah shebalpeh. Theim amud hayro umehem choyku mishpat yoytze lekol Yisrael. Va'aleihem hivticha Torah. The Torah promised about them. Shenemar. What does it mean? The Torah promised about them. As the Rambam writes, al pi haTorah asher yeruchu v'al haMishpat asher yomim lecha ta'aseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that what is Torah Shebal Peh for us, whatever the Ma'atikei HaShmua and specifically the Sanhedrin HaGadol teaches us is Torah, that is what Torah is. The Chachamim themselves, who said in the Sanhedrin, their mitzvah to be mevar and to clarify hein, which things which they got up in Mesorah, to make sure that the Mesorah is intact, and hein things that they had to be mevar because the Mesorah was lost, as happened in the times of Yeshua already, that Asniel ben Knaz, who was part of the Sanhedrin, he brought it back with his pilpul. So someone can tell, well, Asniel ben Knaz ken zogen a gute feste shtikel Torah, but what's going to happen if 20 years later, v'zayin a greater Talmud Chacham, who's going to say a fakir shtikel Torah, and he's going to prove Asniel ben Knaz is wrong? So how do we know what the Torah is? If you're just establishing the halachas based on pilpul, you'll get some landin. At a later point, he'll prove the Talmud Chacham previously wrong. Well, it happens to us still today. There came Reb Chaim Britzkin, and he's able to prove Rabbi Kivega wrong. So it couldn't happen back to Asniel ben Knaz that you would have a Shloimeh HaMelech with his geniusness would be able to prove Asniel ben Knaz is wrong. So what would happen there and then? The teretz is aleim ifticha Torah shenem al pi adov asher yom lecha ta'aseh. That becomes Torah. When something is clarified within the Sanhedrin, that is what the Torah is, and that's what the Torah tells us, and that's the concept of aleim hifticha Torah. That's the shalshal sakabolah that the Torah says al pi atoyah asher yeruchav al mishpat asher yom lecha ta'aseh. Loisosim na adov asher yigud lecha yomu nismoil. And a later bezdin, and even a later Sanhedrin, is not rashai to challenge a previous Sanhedrin. Elam kener godlum yem b'chochmo b'minyan. But they also have to be smuchim, and they have to be a Sanhedrin. That becomes Torah, and that's the musig of aleim hifticha Torah. The Torah promised us, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when He gave over the Torah in its written fashion and in its oral fashion, promised us and told us that we have to live according to this. There's no other way that it would even work. It has to be foolproof. How is it foolproof? Exactly this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you are mitzuvah to do al pi the Sanhedrin. And that's the concept of what it means, valei and hifticha Torah. If someone will later claim, well, the Sanhedrin was wrong, he's wrong. Because the absolute truth is whatever the Sanhedrin says, because that's what's mechayev us. Even if Alibi de Emes, in Besdin Shalmalo, the Mesivta de Rekia is Chilik and Mesivta de Latata, and they think that the Sanhedrin is making a mistake, as has happened, and that's the Gemara, the famous Gemara Bava Metzia. Halach is like who? Like Besdin Shalmata, like the Sanhedrin. And even if they made a mistake, they're still right. Because that's what Hashem said is the Torah. The whole story we have in the Gemara Bava Metzia, how Rabbi Elazar HaGadol was arguing with the Chachamim. That was in the Sanhedrin. Chachmei Sanhedrin. It would be Chaylik Aleim and Legabi the Tanu Shel Achnoi. Whether it's Tomei or Tohor. A ganze Lomdish Machlekes was going on over there. At some point, Rabbi Elazar wasn't getting his point across and he wasn't convincing them. What did he tell them? Amasamaim Yorchiach. The river flow will prove me right. The river began going backwards. It was the tide flows one way, began going the other way. The binyan yorchiach, the walls began crashing down. Chachom turned to the walls, what are you mixing into a machlekes? Whoops, they stayed crooked. They didn't fall because of this one, they didn't stand up, straighten up because of the other one. The tree should be yorchiach. Whoops, the tree picked itself up. He saw he wasn't getting anywhere. Baskel came out and said, Halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. Sounds impressive. What did the Chachamim say? Loi bashamayim hi. What does it mean, loi bashamayim hi? It's right. Obviously, in Besen Shel Malach, Kadosh Baruch Hu holds that Rabbi Eliezer is right. But we down here hold that the Tanu Shel Achnoi, according to the Klali Lomdus that we have, is it that it's Tamei? It's Tamei. They were chaylik on Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer wasn't willing to budge. What did they do? They put Rabbi Eliezer in chayrim. And what did the Gemara over there says, and what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction to it? Nitzchuni bonai. My kids won. What does it mean, Nitzchuni bonai? Yes, because that's the Torah that I gave them. I said that the Torah is going to be according to what the Sanhedrin says. That's what the Sanhedrin said. That's kuvah what Torah is. And therefore, if some philosopher will come up with some philosophy to explain why Chazal made a mistake, now I'm referring to the Sanhedrin. Let's go back to Sanhedrin. We'll get to Chazal in a moment. If they'll come up that the Sanhedrin made a mistake, and the Chachamim who were chelik and Rabbi Eliezer were really wrong, and Rabbi Eliezer was right. Even if Rabbi Eliezer was really right, al pi the Mesoira, HaTorah, so to speak, and according to the Klali Lomdus, the Torah is nigba according to the rest of the Sanhedrin. And that's the concept over here, which the Rambam says, Heim ikar Torah shebal peh, v'alei mevticha Torah. And that's what Kodim Yishayin, O'isa bahira oson, his oivan olav, avlei sosim ha'kol adam ha'shi ha'gudu l'cho. And once they make it, clarify the halacha, that that's the way it is, that is what Torah becomes. That is the Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore, the Rambam says, in the times of the Sanhedrin, there never was a Machlekes. There never could be a Machlekes. Why? Because the Sanhedrin was always able to be Machriya. Now, so, I remember as a young kid, I asked my father, I don't understand. We're full of Machlekes in between the Tanoim, even in the times when there was a Sanhedrin. Even in the times when there was a Sanhedrin, even in Lishkas Hagozis, the highest form of the Sanhedrin, which whatever they say is Torah. The answer is, not everything Sanhedrin gave an opinion on. And even when they gave an opinion, I already shared this with you, many times they kept things up. Sanhedrin themselves, they kept things up that still had to be clarified. Dugma Ladovar, take Machlekes B'Shamayim B'Hillel, which back was already Machlekes Shamayim and Hillel. Whether there's a din smicha on karbonis, on yom tov, very major, I mean, very basic thing. Is there a din smicha on a korban shlomim that you're makriv on yom tov? On yom tov, you're allowed to be makriv a korban shlomim. Yes. Is there a smicha or there isn't a smicha? For 2.5 years, the machlekes went on. Now, why the machlekes go on? Let the Sanhedrin, as the Rambam says, that the time of Sanhedrin there's no machlekes because you get together and they give their psak. Chazal left it open for discussion for 2.5 years. It was only at a certain point that they decided, Omdu l'minyan, it's time to be Machriya. Sanhedrin says, we'll get together, we'll make a vote. And only then, it was nikba the halacha like Beis Hillel. And there were times when they went to vote, and Beis Shammai robu on Beis Hillel in the Sanhedrin, and Beis Shammai won. What's that? The Yud Chas Dover. The 18 different gzeres in Masechta Shabbos. that Beis Shammai, they were the Roiv Minyan of the Sanhedrin at that point. And at that point, when they went to Minyan, when they went to count, Halach was Nikba, like Beis Shammai, in those 18 things. And then there's different things that Sanhedrin also kept open, till there was the Shas HaKoshu, when Sanhedrin decided to make a decision. There was the day that Mishnayis Edius was taught. What was that day? You know the story. Oysei HaYoyim. What was Oysei HaYoyim? And the Yoyim, what? Reb Lezer ben Azariah became the Nasi. When Reb Gamliel was taken down from being Nasi, and Reb Lezer ben Azariah was claimed Nasi, there were misvase 400 safsolim in the Beis Medrash. I don't know how much was on each safsol, but we can gather there was over there. There were thousands of new accepted Talmidim into the Sanhedrin, into the Beis Medrash of the Sanhedrin. They were in the crowd. They weren't part of the Chachamim, but they were accepted into the crowd. Yet another 400 safsolim in the Beis Medrash of the Sanhedrin. And what was that day? Everyone should give edus on different things that they have from Shalsholes HaKabbalah. Oysei HaYoyim, and they were made eduyos. I have a Messiah on this, and each one of the Messiah was given up to it was cleared by the Sanhedrin. Is it a true Messiah? It's a not true Messiah. And things which were nigba is a true Messiah became what we have today as Mishnayis eduyos, Lashon of edus. That there was nikba, that was the edus of Oysei HaYoyim. But many things were kept open for discussion for years. Chazal, the Gdolei HaTanoim VaAmoraim were open for Shakla V'Tarya. Shakla V'Tarya, Melchamta Shel Torah, is the basic way to acquire Torah. It's not a B'dieved. What Asniel ben Knaz did, that he was machzir the Torah through Pilpul, and the Pasuk calls it Milchama. The form of Milchama in Torah, that he went and he conquered, what the Pasuk refers to as Kiryas Sefer, which is a reference to the hundreds of halachas that were in Ishtakach. That's the ideal form of Torah Shebaal Peh. The form of clarifying Torah Shebaal Peh has to go through Milchama, through Shakla V'Tarya, as we all know. When there's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid, we appreciate the Rambam so much more when there's a good fest to Ravid. And when the Rashba's chalik and Ramban, when you have a Rav Hunan and Rav Chizda, Mifashtet and Rav Hunan and Mifashtet Rav Chizda, they come to a clarification. That's the way to be Mavaratur. And Chazal left things open. Melchame is the Tzuris Hamasoira. When you have this Medrash, a father and a son going at each other's necks. Nachon, lo nachon, killing each other. Das is das. That's the way to be Moser Torah. That's the way to be Koine Torah. Das is the way. That's the way to do it. You have to leave room for discussion, for Havonah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to be a Torah Shebaal Peh. That the Talmidei Chachamim themselves, they should be, they as the transmitters of the Messiah, they should, their whole essence should become part of the Messiah. And that's what a Talmud Chacham is. His whole being becomes infused with the. It's Rav Huna Gezok, Rav Chizda Gezok. It's a very dimension. It becomes the person. That's the whole beauty of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it has to go over in such a way. Now, this all existed as long as we had a Sanhedrin. That ultimately, whenever they wanted to be Omer Laminyan, they were Omer Laminyan, and whatever they said, that became Torah, and it was final. There's no two ways about it. Abavas is Gvaran Shpeta. What happened later? When we lost the Sanhedrin. When we lost the one thing we didn't lose, says the Rambam. This responsibility of giving over, transmitting the Torah, intact, Chachmei HaMesorah, continued till Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and from Rabbeinu HaKodesh continued till Rav Ashi. Okay. Zok the Rambam over here in the Hagdoma. What is the Talmud Bavli? And what is it mechayev us? In a nutshell, I'll show it to you inside. But the Rambam is bothered by this, and this is what he's coming to explain. Nahagdama. The bottom line is the Rambam explains that whatever is in Talmud Bavli, we'll see. Basically, what Rabbi Yosher Ber explained in the Rambam is coming to say it has the same strength of Bezdin Hagodol. And it's mechayev all of us It's mechayev Klal Yisrael to go with the Talmud Bavli, and it has the same strength of a Beis Din Hagadol. Now let me show you in the Rambam what the Rambam says and to appreciate. Okay, go through here. So he explains what the inyan of the Shnei Talmudim is. So he brings that the Talmud brings the whole Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh. Rav Ashi and Ravina brought down the whole Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh. Whatever was existing existed till their times. Now there's something very important that we have to appreciate here in the Rambam. The Rambam explains, first of all, they gave over everything of the Mesorah that existed till their times, all the halachos psukos, and all of the shakli v'tariya. Now, Talmud Bavli, very interestingly, we have to appreciate, is not only a sefer of psukim. Ravina and Rav Ashi were mesader differently than Mishnayos. They were mesader the Talmud Bavli b'derech shakli v'tariya, even though many things are nitche. Let's just take our sugya. We have Rav Kahana. The Gemara is doich at the end. So what's the point? Why did the Gemara bring it on? This is mamash shvera kasha. But we really have to understand, even on things like on the level of Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, we cracked our heads on that test, Daf Yud, on Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. The Gemara comes out a very clear psak. That if the sakin is not nivgam, we're machmir. Sakin is nivgam, meaning if you shaver an etzem, I mean, we're maker. Without shviras etzem, we're machmir. So what's the point in the whole shat levitaria, the back and forth, and the whole zach? You could ask it over there, and you could ask it over here. The answer is, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, as we learned, and we could appreciate, we learned the sugis. How much better do we understand because we have Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda because we have Rav Huna? Ravina and Rav Ashi, they didn't just give us the psak. They gave us the method, the training, the working through. And that's also part of the Mesorah. The Mesorah isn't just giving us the dry halacha, the straightforward halacha. The Mesorah is teaching us the process of thought and the training of thinking. What are we doing in Shir? What are we doing in Yeshiva most of the time? We could just be Mishanin Halachas. We should know Talmud, we'll know the Rif, Talmud Bavli, the Sikkim, the Halacha, the Maskonis. We could just go through Shulchan Aruch and know Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch, etc. But that's not the point. And that's exactly what Ravina Rav Ashi didn't do. Ravina Rav Ashi, they were Mesader. Part of the Shalshalas HaKabbalah is not just the Pesuk Piskei Halacha, the Piskei Din. It's Al Pi Adov Hashem L'Chotaseh. It's to show us the process and the training of thought process, how we should think through things. What's the Mahalach of Torah Shebal Peh, how to work things through? As we are vital transmitter of the Kabbalah. We have to become one with Torah Shebal Peh, and we have to be Mamshech this Mesorah. Being mamshech this mesorah is what? Not just giving over the halachas, the piskei halachas, the process and the training of how to work something through, that's also part of the shalshalas HaKabbalah. And that's the hardest part of shalshalas HaKabbalah. And that's what Talmud Bavli is. And that's what a Talmudist is, and that's what a Talmudic Jew is. He's trained in the method of working through Torah Shebal Peh. It's true on the level of Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, and it's even true on the level of Rav Kahana, of Mimakum Shezov Choteyu, Mimakum Shezov Choteyu, or Vizovacht Mimakum Shezov Choteyu. There were many things going on in Beis Medrash. Ravina and Rav Ashi chose only the things that are needed in the most condensed form for the Shalshalas HaKabbalah, for the training that we need. Yes. We need to know the havamin of the Gemara of learning Makum Shazov Choteyu, Makum Shazov Choteyu, with all Shakli Vatariya. Veinomi Oznoi, and maybe Lashoinoi, and maybe piercing it in its heart. What's the point in all of it? Yes! This is all the Mesoira, because we are becoming infused, we're becoming one with the social shows of Kabbalah. Ravina Ravashi gave it over to us in a way that we could get the whole process ourselves. The training of the process is also Torah. And that's part of the Shalshos HaKabbalah. Now, whatever was given over by Ravin and Ravashi has a din of Beis Din Agor. Reason being, as Rambam writes over here, it's because it was Nichtav Al Yidei all. First of all, it was the Chachme, there was a Chachme HaMesoira, and as I told you, whatever they gave over, Vitzivou Aleho, the last Mitzuvah Aleho was Ravashi. Once Ravashi wrote the Talmud, there was no more. The Shalshelas HaKabbalah was finished. On the level of Vitzivou Aleho, the responsibility that the Torah should not be forgotten was all put into the Talmud Bavli. Now, the responsibility of the Goyim was one. To learn the Talmud Bavli, to teach the Talmud Bavli, to keep the training process of how to work through Talmud Bavli alive. To be Goyim, the gematria of Goyim. Goyim stood for 60 Mesechtas, to know the Shish Mesechtas of Mishnayis, to know the Mesechtas of Talmud, to know them inside out, to know it klar. But the Torah Shebal Peh and Vitzivo Aleh was over. There was no one who was achroy on the transmitting of Torah Shebal Peh anymore, because it was all put into the Talmud Bavli. And as the Rambam writes, the Talmud Bavli is mechayev every single Jew, because he has the whole arichas here. Halavai would have the time to go through, but you have to go through it yourself. You should go through it yourself. And that's what he writes. Osir losir mehem. Vaisosim kol adova shegiluch ha'yimun ismol. He's referring to the Talmud Bavli. And as he says over here, further at the end, aval kol hadvorim shebetalmud ha'bavli chayovin kol beis Yisrael aleches bohen. V'koyfin kol ir v'ir v'chol medino u'medino linhoig b'chla minhoged shenagu chachomim shebetalmud ligzer gzoysim aleches tzakenoysim. Why? Ho'il v'chol oysen hadvorim shebetalmud hiskimu aleihem kol Yisrael. The etzem fact that it was the Chachmei Kol Yisrael with the Chachmei Masoira put this down in Talmud Bavli, that gives it the same toikif as Sanhedrin Agodl, which we have the Halach and Hilchas Mamrim of Aleihem Hivticha Torah, that's what the Torah becomes. Even if there would be a situation, Chas v'Shalom, that Ravina Ravashi, we can't say such a thing because it's wrong, but even if they made a mistake, and then it's also said, Nitzchuni Bonai. Because the Torah is Nigba al Piyadova Asher Yermu L'chotase. Just like the Sanhedrin, Agodlos Kaveh HaTorah, so too, the Chachmei HaMesoira, the Shalsholos HaKabbalah, Kabbalah, as Kol Yisrael, gave it a toikif of this is what Torah Shebal Peh is. And that's what the Rambam says. The Chachomim after the Balei HaKabbalah, after the Balei HaTalmud, to be cholik on them is stupid. But it's not apikorsis. It's not going against Torah Shebal Peh, because the heft of Torah Shebal Peh is nikba in the Chesimus HaTalmud. Explains what the Goyim did, but it's very different. It doesn't have that same. It's not the Aleim of Tichot Torah that it has a din of Toikiv of Sanhedrin of Beis and Shal Shivim Ve'echot.